Good morning, Celeste Headley here live at WDET in Detroit. And the question of the day is, does this man possibly have the hardest job in America? How do you fix the Detroit public schools? We're going to talk to Robert Bob in a moment. First, here's some of the news stories that we're following at 30 minutes after the hour. The oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico may be five times larger than first thought. The Coast Guard found another leak in the pipes a mile below the ocean surface. They say more than 200,000 gallons or 5,000 barrels has been leaking into the Gulf every day. BP CEO Doug Suttles disputed that on NBC News this hour.
I actually don't think there's a difference between NOAA's view and our view. I would say the range is 1 to 5,000 barrels.
Suttles did welcome the U.S. military's offer to help clean up the spill. Last night, the Coast Guard rounded up and burned some of the oil, but the massive slick is heading toward the Louisiana coast and is expected to make landfall tomorrow night.
Some disturbing news out of China this morning. For the second day in a row, a man has walked into an elementary school and stabbed children. 28 were injured this morning, a day after a man wounded 15 students at a kindergarten. A military funeral today in South Korea honored 46 sailors killed after a blast sank their warship last month. Many believe North Korea is behind the attack, but South Korea has not directly blamed its northern rivals. Let's check the markets. Asian markets are down. European indices up. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 11,045. The S&P starts trading at 1,191. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,471. Those are some of the stories we're following this morning.
Think of all the problems that can plague a large urban school district. High numbers of kids from low-income or transient families, budget deficits, overcrowded classrooms, high dropout rates, dilapidated buildings. Detroit has all of those problems, plus a few more. This is a school district with some fantastic banner schools, but also an enormous deficit and severely declining enrollment. Between 2002 and 2008, the district lost about 65,000 students. So I'm in the studios of our Detroit partner station, WDET, this morning with Robert Bob. He's the Emergency Financial Director of the Detroit Public School System. Good morning, but let me ask you, am I right? Do you think you have the hardest job in America right now?
Well, it's a tough job, but it's not the hardest job in America.
Where does the deficit stand right now?
About $300 million.
That's a lot of change.
It is a lot of change, but, you know, at the end of the day, there are great things that are happening in the Detroit public schools. And what we have to do every day is to make sure that we're focused on one thing and one thing only, and that's the kids within the school system.
Well, let me ask you about that, because last year, Secretary of Education Arne Duncan said he's losing sleep over the poor quality of education that Detroit kids are getting. What's your response to that? And do you yourself lose sleep over this?
Well, we lose sleep over a lot of things in Detroit. The dropout rate, our graduation rate, the fact that we have thousands of kids who are not performing at grade level, not reading at grade level. These are all challenges that we have. But at the end of the day, with the concerted effort of the, you know, all the professionals in the system, the citizens in the community, there are a lot of things that we can overcome. But we will never overcome those things if we are mired in the status quo. I mean, in Detroit, we have people who are celebrating the status quo long after the status quo has lost its status. And so what we have to do every day is to have a laser focus on improving student achievement, fixing the deficit, involving parents at every level in their children's education, and making sure that we never lose focus as to why we're here.
Well, not every school in the Detroit public school systems is failing. I mean, you've got Cass Tech, Renaissance, the Detroit School of the Arts. They have they're top ranked nationally. A team of kids from Detroit took second place out of more than 500 teams from 25 countries in a robotics competition. You have chess champions. You have students who've got top honors at the Academic Olympics. How come you can't translate that success at these schools across district wide?
That's a brilliant question, and that's exactly what we're doing. We have We're putting in place a very rigorous academic plan, which sets some very high standards for Detroit school kids, all kids. And so we want to take the success of the Renaissance, the Cass Techs, and bring those to other schools within our school district. For example, we have over 5,200 volunteers who are involved with us in our Reading Corps program, wherein our goal is to have every child reading at grade level by 2015, by the time he or she reaches third grade. That's a tremendous outreach of volunteers coming to Detroit Public Schools. In addition, we have, you know, kids who are performing at extraordinarily high levels, and we have to make this an opportunity for all of our kids. So that's exactly what we're doing.
But there's an issue with those programs because, I mean, right now DPS offers free tutoring.
Right.
Only 10% of eligible kids take advantage of that. I mean, you can't make them do these things.
Oh, no, you cannot. That's why we have to have, we're opening up parent centers. We're getting parents more involved and more engaged across the district. In addition, we're offering extended day program for kids so that they're in school until 7 or 8 o'clock at night. We're offering Saturday programs at some of our schools. We are offering, we're going to be offering pre-algebra starting in the 6th grade for kids across the district. We're expanding our math programs. Last summer, we offered free summer school for all of our children.
Well, the after-school programs are something that you and the Board of Education agrees on, but not everything, right? I mean, you have a case against you. They're suing you because they feel you've overstepped your bounds, that you are the financial manager and you shouldn't be messing with academics.
Well, it's hard to put a program, a new math program in, without figuring out how you're going to finance it. And so that's the whole issue. The issue is the financing are tied to the academics, and you can't separate one from the other. And so that's the and the Board of Education has been involved in academics for years, but look at where we stand. We have the most progressive reform academic program that we've put in place, and yet we're being challenged by that plan. I'm glad to see that the school board agrees with certain parts of our plan, for example, extended day for kids who are performing well in school. Our summer school program will be offered again this summer, free for kids. We graduated over 300 kids out of summer school last year, offering credit recovery throughout the school year at all grade levels is pretty amazing for the school district.
Well, you've also
requiring every kid to take advanced placement courses starting next year, at least one advanced placement course for every kid in the 12th grade.
So, you know, you've closed a lot of schools. Mm-hmm. This has caused an uproar. I mean, I'm sure you can empathize with people who don't want their own neighborhood school to close. But was that just a financial measure?
Well, it was a financial measure. Also, Detroit is becoming a smaller city. We're no longer a city of 1.6 million people. We're down to about maybe 800,000-900,000. We'll know when the final census count comes. We have entire neighborhoods where those neighborhoods are no longer as populated as they were before in the past. So we have to make some fairly dramatic changes. And so our schools have to reflect the population growth within the community. Now, one of the things we don't want to do is to have schools that are leading to the deterioration of many neighborhoods by closing schools. And so that's why we're doing this very, very strategically.
Well, let me ask you, a lot of the things that are plaguing Detroit, as I said earlier, plague all urban school districts. To some extent, are we going to need, as President Obama weighs redoing No Child Left Behind, is this going to end up having to be some kind of national reform agenda?
I think so. I think that we're going to have to. It's great to compete for the competitive grants, and we certainly are competing. But I think at some point for the urban cities, there's going to have to be some kind of special carve-out with strings attached, with accountability, not a handout. But some of these urban school districts are going to need a little boost, a little lift beyond the competitive grant program, and certainly Detroit can use a little boost.
Well, I wouldn't want your job. Robert Bobb is the Emergency Financial Director of the Detroit Public School System. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.